Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hi, this is David Stockton with Stockton Mortgage, the official mortgage provider for KSR. Headquartered in Kentucky with local service and local decisions, we've been helping people finance their homes for 20 years, and we would like to help you too. Purchase or refinance, if you have not taken advantage of these historically low rates, you could be missing out on substantial savings. These low rates will not last forever, so go to Stockton.com or call 888-914-2276 to get started. NMLS number 8259, Equal Housing Lender.
Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Nope, not today. One more day of vacation, a little mini vacation for Matt Jones, a couple days off. Understandably so, because starting next week, basketball and football start doubling up. He's got to do a lot of shows. Pre-game, KSR, pre-game, post-game, on Friday nights for basketball, Saturdays for football, so we gave him a couple days off. In his place, we brought in Matthew Mitchell today. Ryan, Drew, and Shannon also here. We got a couple corrections we got to make first. The UK Mississippi State game, Drew, is
at 7 o'clock on the SEC Network.
7 o'clock, SEC Network,
not ESPN2.
Not ESPN2, as you erroneously said earlier in the show.
I don't think I did say that.
I might have said it.
I don't know why.
You said it.
You said it.
Yeah. It is a little confusing because I thought the SEC games were always at 7:30.
I did too,
yeah.
Drew.
It's a rare 7 o'clock SEC Network game.
Yes, but we get the fun crew.
And you could start calling now here at KS Bar. We are now taking reservations for the game, Kentucky Mississippi State, starting a little earlier this week. It's 859-554-6081, 554-6081, if you want to call and try to get reservations for the big game. Never fails. During the commercial break, we all look at our phones. I looked at the A-Vision Glass text machine, which is my cell phone. Everybody's still talking about Waspers.
Still.
I'm in Boyd County. I call them Waspers. I've heard people call them Waspers in Virginia. I mean, just almost every other message is Waspers.
We should dedicate the rest of the show to it then, I guess.
Well, I'm thinking we don't call them Ansters.
No.
Why do they call them Waspers?
No, I don't know. We need to get a Wasper expert,
yes,
to call in and explain this to us.
Why is it called that?
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't understand either. Okay. Kentucky Wesleyan, by the way, I don't know if you know this or not, Drew, comes into Rupp Arena on Friday night.
Oh, I've heard.
Yeah.
This is day 3 of you.
Day 3.
Dressing like you're going to be in the
student
section.
Wearing a Kentucky Wesleyan shirt, yes. I want to tell you a little story.
Please.
There's a play-by-play guy for Kentucky Wesleyan. His name's Joel Utley.
Okay.
All right. How many years, well, I want each all three of you to guess, how many years do you think he's been doing play-by-play for Kentucky Wesleyan basketball?
I'm going to go 31 years, Bob.
All right. Shannon?
I don't know how old he is. I'm going to guess he's an old guy. I'm going to say he's been doing it for 51 years.
51?
I'm going to say 43 seasons.
43 seasons. Joel Utley, this year, will beginning his 61st year.
Whoa, wow.
Of doing play-by-play for Kentucky Wesleyan basketball.
Was he doing it
kidding.
When he was a kid?
No, I am not kidding. 61 years.
So how old is he?
I think he's 81.
Geez, so Maybe he was a student when he started doing it.
I've done games with Joel. I've done a couple games with Joel.
I bet a lot of people have.
It is now the record. Starting this season, he will hold the record for most years doing play-by-play for one team.
It's amazing his career could overcome doing a couple games with you.
Yeah, well, that is true. All I did was keep stats. He doesn't need anybody. I just kept stats, really.
Well, yeah. So you're sort of... But then you're sort of inflating that story.
Well, during halftime, he would say, hey, Ryan, what are those halftime stats? See, then I got to talk about the halftime stats.
Okay,
yeah. But the other guy, I think, was at Kansas doing 60 years of Kansas games.
61 years.
Joel was starting his 61st year.
And how big is the network? I mean, can we listen? Is he online? Can we? I want to listen to this guy.
Well, they may have upgraded since my days in the 80s back there with Joel.
I think so.
But it's,
they have invented the internet since the 80s.
But it's on the local radio station, the flagship station in Owensboro. I think it's WVJC. I think maybe something different now.
I've got to listen.
102.7.
This is amazing. This is incredible.
61 years for Joel. There's a picture they tweeted out of him interviewing Adolph Rupp many, many years ago.
Sure.
I just think that's amazing.
So
with one team, he has called all 8 national championships.
Good grief.
You know, Wesleyan's won 8 national championships.
Yeah, sure. Who doesn't know that?
Of course.
Yeah.
And all 12 of, I think, their final game appearances. So I just want to give a shout-out to Joel Utley, because to me that's amazing.
That's incredible.
I'm skimming through a story about him, and it says the move was so he could be closer to his family in Madisonville. So now I really love him. Got a Madisonville guy.
Yeah, because he was at a radio station here in Lexington. And then he went to Owensboro, and that's why, to be closer to
according
his family in Madisonville.
According to OwensboroLiving.com.
So he's got roots in Madisonville.
See, I love Joel.
61 years ago? What was he doing in Lexington 62 years ago?
Working at a radio station here. That's where he got the picture of him and Adolph Rupp.
Listen to this, Ryan. The Kentucky Wesleyan men's basketball play-by-play radio announcer grew up listening to the St. Louis Cardinals games with his father in Madisonville, Kentucky.
You're kidding. So he's from Madison. There's him interviewing Rupp.
Unbelievable.
Right there. How about that?
What a champion.
You know, I'm going to clap.
I am too.
That's
very
impressive. What a champion
Joel
Utley,
ladies and gentlemen.
A champion.
Here, I'm barely getting through 10 years on this show. But Joel
Utley. That's what I was hoping. I was hoping that you were going to go, Joel Utley has called the Kentucky Wesleyan games for 8 years. that was good.
Okay, I got the answer here. If you want to listen to Joel Utley on Friday night, this is from our buddy David Clark over there in Owensboro. Flagship station is WBIO, and you can listen via the Owensboro radio app to all KWC games.
I'm getting that right now. I'm downloading that right
K-Dub.
Now. K-Dub.
I'm
going to
check in Friday night.
Yeah, check it out. Okay, I got a couple other stories for you. Ready for a couple other stories?
Yep.
The homecoming queen at Elizabethtown High School this year. Congratulations to Mary Bell. Very happy for Mary Bell.
Hey, Mary.
Homecoming queen. Guess what else she does?
She calls the basketball games
for WKWC.
E-Town. Yeah.
She's the kicker on the football team.
Oh, my goodness.
I love this story.
Incredible.
Kicks for the football team, takes her shoulder pads off, puts on a helmet, puts on a crown at halftime to be the homecoming
queen. That's what I was going
to
ask. Did she just wear her pads to the homecoming ceremony?
Well, they tweeted out a picture of her in a gown or a dress.
Okay.
So I don't know if she
did
just
the old Superman in the
quickly
phone booth.
Changed during the bathroom during halftime.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
But I want to give a shout-out to Mary Bell for winning homecoming queen and also kicker for the football team.
Amazing.
Yeah. Now, this next story is just a little bit controversial. Yeah. Jefferson County Public School System, starting November 1st, they just announced it, I think, yesterday. Starting November 1st, they're going to require all high school, middle school, elementary athletes to get COVID tested every week. Even if you're vaccinated, they're requiring all athletes get tested every single week. What are your thoughts about that?
I don't understand. So what are they doing now?
Well, now you just play. Even if you're not vaccinated, you just play. But they're going to test every athlete. From what I understand, high school, middle school, even elementary, once a week to make sure you're clean before you go play in an athletic competition. All sports, not just the contact sports, even golf, tennis, everything.
Gotcha.
Yeah. What do you think?
It's a strong statement.
it's
an aggressive approach.
Yes,
to
it
stop
is.
The spread.
I think so.
I can tell you, it was people had some opinions on the internet yesterday when that news came out. Definitely a big issue in Louisville.
I guess you said it. They just want to stop the spread amongst the athletes to keep games from being canceled. You know, even during football season, they've had a lot of COVID cause a lot of cancellations on games. I think they're just trying to prevent that.
Seems a little extreme to me. How are all these kids going to get tested every week?
I read
do they come to the school and do it.
I may be wrong, but I read each high school I don't know how many there are in Jefferson County, but what, probably 20? They're going to have their own drive-through testing center.
Well, that will help.
Yeah.
But it still seems like an aggressive approach to me.
I agree. And you're right. It has created quite a little bit of a controversy, I think, in Louisville to do that. But I don't know, Coach. You think this is just the beginning of what other schools may follow now, doing something like this, testing every week?
I don't know. The only experience I had is I was trying to, you know, get back going last year and contemplating my future, and I tried to return to the team and after my surgery, and I can't remember if we were testing twice a week or but there was a lot of testing, and it's an awful lot of I just really admired our medical staff. So it was the athletic trainers, and I would love to know how many tests for all the athletes they did at Kentucky, but it just requires so much work from you know, a human being's got to administer the test and everything, and so it's a lot of manpower that is required, and I'm just trying to wrap my mind around who's going to do all the testing,
it just seems like
it's got to be a few thousand athletes we're talking about.
You're talking about a big university and just a couple
programs. We had 500 athletes, you know, give or take, is around in a given year at UK, it's like 500, and we were testing those kids, you know, twice a week now.
And this isn't just sports, it's all extracurricular activities. I mean, if you're on the academic team, if you're in a club, if you play the trombone.
Interesting.
Well, you're right. Now you're talking about a big number of students every week. That's a lot of manpower hours.
Huge, huge number of students if they're doing that for everybody that's in activities.
And that's what I understand. Even, like I'm saying, middle school kids and even elementary kids, I guess if they've got – that's what it's for extracurricular activities maybe in elementary school.
I don't know how they're going to pull it off. But.
And I wondered if – usually when whatever Jefferson County school system does and Fayette County, a lot of other schools seem to follow. And I will now, since the largest school system in our state is doing this, if others will – follow suit and do the same thing.
I'm going to guess a lot of them don't.
Yeah, probably most of them won't. I wonder if some of them.
Well, a lot of them won't even be able to. I mean,
they don't have
a lot of
the manpower and everything
to do that.
Yeah. All right, we'll take our break. Come back. Go back to the phone lines 502-571-1080. Ryan, Drew, Shannon, and Matthew. Don't call me Kelly Clarkson Mitchell.
Or you can.
By the way, she hasn't tweeted me back. Has she tweeted you back?
Not yet, but you know, she's coming. She's late.
Shannon, she tweeted you back?
Not yet. I'm waiting.
She didn't really have to say anything else. She made it official.
True.
She said, I'm officially in love.
Yeah.
She's probably doing show prep for her show today.
That's a good point.
Talking about the Atlanta Braves like we did for our show prep. All right, we'll be right back. This is Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
If it's in Kentucky, it's on Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
All right, more Kelly Clarkson here today on this edition of Kentucky Sports Radio.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. I think it is. I think it kind of is.
You need to change your attitude.
Well, she hasn't tweeted any of us back, so she's only tweeted
right,
Coach
Shannon.
Mitchell 5 years ago.
You got that right, Shannon.
Yeah.
Boy, does he need to improve his attitude.
Ryan, Drew, Shannon,
and sort of a daily.
Matthew Mitchell. 502-571-1080 is our phone number. We got some people on hold, Shannon, so let's take some calls this second.
Let's go to Andy.
Andy, go ahead, Andy.
Hey, guys. First of all, I just want to say I'm with you 100%, Coach Mitchell. When female celebrities give me shout-outs on Twitter, that's the highlight of my life, too.
There you go, Andy. Hey, brother, you got it. Nailed it.
Hey, and also, I tell you what, life couldn't get any better right now for me. The Bengals are even in first place. The Braves are in the World Series. The Cats are 6-1. And last year about this time, right on Halloween, I was broke my arm and started that whole thing. That just goes to show at that point in time, I was feeling so hopeless and depressed and going through those surgeries and everything like that. I never thought life could get this good again, but a lot of it is due to the BBN and the love they show me. For example, Casey leading me around that whole weekend, coming up there a few weeks ago. And you guys have made me feel a part of the KSR family, and when I come up there and everything like that, I'm right now at this point in time, I'm just very happy.
Well, thank you, Andy. Thank you for saying that. We all love you. You are part of our KSR family.
and I do appreciate it. And last thing with the as far as the football thing, what if it was a quarterback you didn't like say Peyton Manning or someone that played ball at Tennessee? I would charge them $1 million for the ball. And I'll get off there and listen.
That's a good mic drop for Andy. Yeah, yeah. What if it was somebody you didn't like? Price doubles.
Peyton could afford it. Peyton could afford it too. I tell you this. I know Peyton.
Did you hear that? Humble brag.
With the
humble brag. I know Peyton.
You know, I don't want to make it about me, but some work that we've done for Coach Summit's foundation.
Okay.
Peyton Manning. I know he played for Tennessee, and we don't like that at all, and we can't stand Tennessee. I can't.
Amen.
But Coach Summit started a foundation for Alzheimer's research and before she passed, and Peyton Manning has raised, just through his generosity, has raised so much money for that foundation. He is a great, great man, and I don't think he is a cheapskate like Tom Brady. And if Peyton Manning had gone in there for his 600th, we need to look up how many he threw, by the way. But we wouldn't be having this issue. And I am embarrassed. I'm embarrassed for Tom Brady.
Well, maybe Tom Brady didn't have a lot of money.
Oh, my gosh. What's wrong with
just
you?
Ask Gazelle, as you called her.
Yeah,
I called her Gazelle yesterday.
Yeah, just ask Gazelle.
Gazelle.
Yeah.
Peyton had 557.
557.
Yeah. Peyton's about to make a lot of money signing a Monday Night Football broadcast deal.
Peyton is a prince in my book for what he's done for that foundation. And so what he does, he just calls up country music stars, and they don't have his number, and so they just send it to voicemail. And so then he asks them on voicemail, like, will you come and do this show for us? And they all say yes. And so we've had Eric Church just sitting in a room, you know, with all the top donors, and folks pay a bunch of money for this, and it raises just so much money for the foundation. And Peyton has done that just by asking people. Eric Church, Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs this year.
Has he asked you?
Well, once we try to go over like $5 million for a year, that's when he's bringing me
then
in.
Then you get to come
we're
in.
We're sort of building up.
That's the that's the incentive.
I don't want to make it about me, but I'm sort of the ace in the hole there.
I got
so
you.
To speak.
Yes. Yeah. The carrot at the end of the stick.
Yeah. Yeah. But Peyton would have handled this better. It just in my interactions. I think this is an embarrassment.
Who's our sponsor this segment, Drew?
Our sponsor is our good friends at Cornbread Hemp. Ryan, did you know the holidays are stressful? And that's why I trust my friends at Cornbread Hemp, Kentucky's number one rated CBD company with over 1,000 five-star reviews. Cornbread Hemp is proud to offer Kentucky's first USDA certified organic CBD products. Took some last night, slept great, and they're made from their signature full-spectrum flower-only hemp CBD. Give the gift of comfort and joy when you share Cornbread Hemp with your loved ones this holiday season. From now until Black Friday, enter code what?
KSR.
There you go. At checkout for 30% off your entire purchase when you visit cornbreadhemp.com and stock up for the whole family. Shannon, I know you love them too. Did you take a couple last night?
Yeah, not just last night. Every night that I've had them. I love the new gummies with the 2 milligrams of THC. Like you said, you sleep great after you take some of those, and
they both swear by them.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean,
it's Cornbread Hemp.
Cornbread Hemp.
Cornbreadhemp.com.
You see what you're going through? This is just one morning you have to put up with this. The 5 days a week for the rest of us, so we need a good night's sleep.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
so,
that's true.
So
that's a good point.
The Cornbread Hemp gummies are how
and
we
they'll
rest
just
at
get
night.
You're just sleeping like a baby.
Yeah, you don't really feel it. You're just stressed. Just kind of goes away and just
Ryan,
eases everything.
Why aren't you taking the Cornbread?
I need to
this
start.
Sounds like a
he drinks a Red Bull before bed.
That's
they don't like it when I come in drinking a nice coffee or something, because I guess I don't understand this, but I guess I get a little up there, a little out of.
We need you on like 8.
Yeah,
maybe a 7, like 7 or an 8. You're on a 12. Yeah.
Well, you and I were talking before the show, man. We're since you're an old man like me.
Yeah.
can't even get out of bed. You're out of bed, like, oh my goodness, that first step is, oh, there's the second step, and it gets a little, it's getting a little rough.
Yeah, yeah. And then you add in the arthritis. I wonder if the hemp helps with arthritis.
Well, Ryan's is more the kegerator in the house. The next morning, he's feeling it. That's
right.
Why he's limping.
See, that's
you can't get out of bed. I have arthritis. You're well, hungover.
How about that CBD
balm? No, yeah, that and the balm.
Yeah,
the balm.
Oh, you'd love
it's
the
what
balm.
You need to rub
I
on
need
your...
to get on the balm.
Yeah,
I'm going to cornbread. Cornbreadhemp.com, and I'm going to enter
put in the promo code KSR
today after the broadcast.
There we go. What do you think about, you know, Shannon and I have kegerators. Are you pro kegerator?
I am massively, majorly pro.
Yes.
How could you be anti kegerator? Well, what kind of question is that to begin with?
Made fun of us for having
I don't understand that. I don't understand that. When I was driving in and doing a little show prep on my way in and listening to Shannon the Dude, and he was talking about the kegerator, I was like, this is the most this is genius. Why haven't you invited me to your place and let me witness this and pour a nice cold beer out of the kegerator? What's wrong with you?
Next bro day I have... Are you coming? I'll invite you to come.
I think you've always been jealous of my relationship with Kelly Clarkson and how much she thinks of me, and it's apparent she's never tweeted at you.
No, never
have. So your jealousy has prevented you from being kind. And listen, nobody wins. You're tearing me down to build yourself up. That never works, Ryan.
Well, invite me over. We will. We'd love to have you to watch a little college football.
Next bro day. I want to come
bro
over.
Day.
I'm a bro.
Get into the kegerator.
Gosh. And then I want to go to Shannon. The Dude's got an eighth. It's called an eighth.
Uh-huh. That's we have the same thing.
Yeah.
I got to get that. So do you go to the liquor store and you can just buy an eighth of any beer
Correct.
You want?
Yeah. Like I got Country Boy right now.
Amazing.
We go straight to the brewer.
Wow.
Yeah. Cougar Bait. I couldn't drive the Cougar Bait.
You've had so many, you forgot
Country,
what it's called.
Country Boy, they what a fantastic company they are.
Yeah,
they've really done great.
And if anybody wants to come and buy us a Country Boy now, we'll gladly take one. It's about lunchtime.
It's Tuesday. Why not?
Why not?
Exactly.
502-571-1080. Let's sneak on one call, Shannon, before we get out of here.
Let's go to Nick.
Nick, we got about 30 seconds.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I had one football question. With Ali hurt, couldn't we have used Mike Grennan on the outside? And did he want that switch, or was that the coach?
That's a great question. Appreciate the phone call. Grennan has had his chances some in this year.
He has.
But I don't think he played at all against Georgia.
No.
So I don't know what's going on with him.
Stoops talked about him a little bit. It was kind of just your regular coach speak, said he's getting better, and, you know, they obviously have been giving him opportunities. Haven't seen the most of what we'll get from him, but Stoops is still speaking about using him in the future.
Ali, he said, possible comeback from Mississippi State.
Yesterday's injury report was a big we'll see day. We got a we'll see on Ali, Marquand McCall. Your boy Dekel Crowdis is back practicing.
He is back on the practice field. He was kind of targeted to return from Mississippi State.
But we didn't get an answer on Ali, but it wasn't a no.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
They need him. They need somebody else
Definitely.
Out there. All right, we'll take our break. Come back, 502-571-1080. We come back, a great story involving the Jackson County football team. We'll tell you about it when we come back.
I'm highline poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
All right, welcome back. Kentucky Sports Radio. Ryan, Drew Shannon, and Coach Matthew Mitchell in the house today, who has a big announcement coming up later in the show.
Later.
I mean, we're about out of time. We're pushing. We've got 30 minutes left. You going to squeeze it in?
Later.
Okay. Shannon the Dude will be here Thursday night for NFL football. Who's playing? Packers and who?
Packers and Cardinals.
Packers and Cardinals.
Game. Huge game.
It's our triple header. We got the Dane Key announcement, the Haunted House, and the Packers game.
That's right.
And were Braves Astros playing too?
No, that's the off day. Because they play game one tonight. Game two is Wednesday, Thursday is the off day.
Yeah, travel day. Thursday, yep.
And then Friday, Saturday are in Atlanta.
Sunday, yeah.
Friday, Sunday in Atlanta.
No, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday,
Games
Sunday.
Games 3, 4, and 5.
3, 4, and 5.
Come on,
okay,
follow me, Ryan.
I'm trying.
Astros have the home field.
Yeah.
Games 1 and 2 in Houston.
Yeah.
Then it's a 7-game series.
Okay.
Astros potentially get 4 at home, and the Braves get 3.
Gotcha.
That's correct.
4 plus 3 equals 7.
How many games is it going?
I said Astros in 6. No, Astros in 7 yesterday because you picked Braves in 7.
Look at me. Why would you pick the
Astros? I got to pick the other team.
I say Braves in 5.
Braves in
5. Ooh, I hope that happens.
Yeah.
I'll be very happy if that happens.
I think Astros win tonight. I think Braves then
turn it on.
Just mow them down.
Yeah.
Win the one they need. They need one of these games.
Got to win one of the two in Houston.
And then they're winning. That crowd in Atlanta the other night, that is unbelievable.
Yeah. Drew, you got a chance to go to game Friday night
Three.
Game, right?
Yeah. But no, I'm going to watch basketball.
He's got to cover Kentucky West.
K-Dub shocked the world.
I got a live blog that night.
There we go. All right, there's a great story out of Jackson County I want to share with you guys. Involving the Jackson County football team. You remember the Jackson County football team is the team that played Shawnee in Louisville last year, had this great moment, these two teams that even though one's from inner city Louisville and one's from the mountains of eastern Kentucky, they share this similar bond with a lot of their kids growing up the way they did. And then they returned the favor this year and played out. Shawnee went to Jackson County. Well, we're going to bring on now Nick Sizemore, who's assistant coach at Jackson County, to tell us what the team was involved with Friday night. Coach, can you just tell us the story to start with?
Yeah, so Friday night we traveled to Caverna, and we played there. So Caverna's in a different time zone than us, and we traveled back after the game. Hard loss. We came home, and normal away game. Everybody sleep on the bus, 3-hour bus ride back to the high school. And we get back to the high school, and we offload the bus, and everybody gets in their separate vehicles, and we're traveling back home. And I pull up on some flashing lights, and I see a car in a ditch, and immediately my heart sank because I was like, it's 3:30 in the morning. The only people on the road are our boys. You know, that's what I thought. There was our two team managers were in the front. There was a player in front of me, and then there was a few players behind me. One of our players came to me and said, there's been a wreck in the road. He said, they do know that the person in the car is responsive. He said, just go ahead and turn your flashers. We need to control traffic. And so the team managers called 911. Ambulance came, and EMS, actually, they hand us gloves, and they're like, we're going to need you guys to help us get this guy out of the ditch and onto the road so that we can get him into the ambulance. And so the team just jumped in. Me and a couple players jumped into the ditch to help get the guy on the backboard, and then we just loaded him up into the ambulance. And it was one of those things that, like, as a coach, as the adult in the situation, I was, like, instantly thinking, oh, I have to take control of the situation. But when I pulled up, the situation was already controlled by our players. And so they were all like, the three that were really controlling the situation were sophomores in high school. So that was just amazing to witness that.
Wow. Well, and the good news in the story, the guy is okay. He survived. That's correct?
Yes, he is okay. He is in the hospital in Lexington is the last I've heard.
Well, Phil Pendleton from WKYT did this story on the news last night, and I talked to him about it. And just my heart goes out to you guys and goes out to that guy's family. I mean, we kind of loved Jackson County to begin with their relationship with Shawnee and that game. But then to hear this story last night that these boys, your players, these young kids, stepped up and helped basically save this man's life is
and
very –
Brian Miller. That's the man's name.
Brian Miller's
yes.
the guy's name?
Yes.
So – our heart goes out, and we just wanted to acknowledge you guys for what you did to help save Brian's life Friday night.
Well, we definitely appreciate you guys, and I mean, I give all credit to our players. Our team has been through a lot over the years, and they continue to show up every single day and to try to get better. And they battle. They're tough kids. They go through a lot on and off the field. And just to see them spring into action Friday night after that game, I mean, you got to think we just traveled 3 hours on a bus, and then they get off at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then they pull up on this, and they all just spring into action. It's just like, wow, man, it's crazy. They're just we have a good group of kids this year.
Well, that's awesome, man. It starts at the top. You know, for you guys, your coaches, you've taught these guys good life lessons, not just football on the football field, but off the football field, and I think it showed in this instance right here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. Please, who you got this Friday? Because we're going to be pulling for you.
We are playing Trimble County and here at Jackson County this Friday.
All right, Trimble County to have a chance. All Jackson County this
of course,
weekend.
Everybody's in Jackson County.
Yeah, absolutely. God bless you guys. Thank you for what you did. I know Brian Miller's family thanks
I got
you as well.
Brian's the son. Carlos is the dad. Brian Miller thanked everyone and said his dad's okay. Carlos Miller was the man in the
Carlos,
accident.
Yeah.
Carlos Miller.
We're glad he's okay.
Amen. Glad he's okay. All thanks to you and your boys, your players there. So, all right, Coach Sizemore, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Thank you, guys.
Tough life lessons sometimes young men have to face, and you know, thankfully they were there at the right place at the right time.
What a story. It's great, and I think you're so right. They got some good people in their lives leading them to do that, their parents and their coaches, and just a really, really awesome story.
Yeah, because you got to think, Drew, like he said, you just been on a bus for 3 hours. You lost the game.
Lost the game.
On a bus for 3 hours.
In the middle of the night.
Middle of the night, you got to drive home, and you see this, and they immediately just spring into action.
They didn't wait for a coach to get there, didn't wait for anyone else to get there. They knew they were it and jumped right in and did what they had to do.
Makes me really proud of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, good story. All right, 502-571-1080 is our phone number. Shane, let's get a couple calls in. Who we got?
Let's go to Kyle.
Kyle, go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, fellas, how are y'all doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Well, I don't want to beat a dead horse with the candy corn, but I have a different take on candy corn. You ready for this?
We're ready. Coach Mitchell is ready for any candy corn talk.
Coach Mitchell, it's an honor to talk to you today. Thank you for your time at UK. To go with the candy corn theme here, take candy corn and peanuts and put them together, and then you got a poor man's payday.
Right. A lot of people texted in and tweeted in that's the way to eat candy corn with peanuts. Huh. Oh, here comes our free beer.
Rolling in kegs right now. Right?
Yeah,
this for you? I got to try this peanut and candy corn. I keep hearing about it.
Everybody says that's the way to go.
I tell you, I love a payday. I love a payday bar. Love a payday bar.
Well, next time Jenna puts candy corn out on the table, then you mix it with some peanuts in a bag, shake it up, and then you got a payday. A dull man, what do you say? Poor man's payday.
Interesting. Interesting.
You're not buying it.
No, I just said that I love a payday, so I'm going to try this.
All right, you got anything else?
That's it, Mel.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you very much. 502-571-1080. Who's next, Shannon?
I believe his name is Sidham.
Sidham.
S-I-D. Did I get it right? Is it Sidham?
That's right. No, it's Sid. Sid Dunn. D-U-N-N.
Oh, Sid Dunn.
Sid Dunn.
Two different words. I thought that was all one word. Sid Dunn.
No. I guess you can put it together. You know, you guys were down in Harrisburg at Lemonsville Brewery. I'm the guy that brought you guys the chicken wings, if you remember or not, a couple weeks ago.
You know what you're talking about?
Yeah, good stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, we're from Harrisburg. I was wondering a couple of things. Anwar, I think, is doing an awesome job with the defensive line this year. Anwar Stewart, I think, he's got to get enough credit from what he's, you know, helping with the Kentucky defensive line. He's just been doing, I think, an awesome job, especially coming back home where he used to play here back in 95, 94, 96 with Craig Geese to them.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, go ahead, Sid.
Oh, no. And then you guys were talking about Kentucky Wesleyan. Well, you know, Craig Geese is now coaching down at Kentucky Wesleyan.
I should have mentioned that. Head football coach at Kentucky Wesleyan is Craig Geese.
Yeah, buddy. We played high school football together at Harrisburg. And the last thing, I know you guys do politics, I am the independent write-in candidate for District 22 to help fill in Senator Tom Buford's seat.
All right, Sid Dunn. Vote right in, Sid Dunn.
Vote Sid Dunn.
Yeah.
What a good word.
Yeah, write it in. Write it in.
Write it in. Sid Dunn.
Write in Dunn and be done.
All right. Appreciate it, Sid. Thank you very much. He's right about Anwar Stewart, though, I think. Well, he's had to kind of mix and match his defensive line with some talent that left and some talent that's been hurt.
Yeah, and you got to give him credit. I know Oxidon's hurt right now,
yeah.
But, I mean, that guy right away has been making plays.
Uh-huh.
I guess he's in his second year, but it's unfortunate he's out right now. But Anwar Stewart coaching him up and other young guys on that line, too, that are starting to having to play.
And you probably had a part in that, talking to Coach Stewart about the defensive line.
Well, we talk a lot about attitude,
uh-huh.
What kind of attitude you've got to have up front. That's where it all starts, Ryan, up front.
Up front.
So, you know, you've got to be physical. You've got to
be nasty.
You have to have a nasty edge.
Uh-huh.
Is what we tell
gotcha.
The guys.
Okay.
And then your fundamentals. You never can tire of the fundamentals. You have to just do it over and over. Technique's important. But then it comes down to, at the end of the day, are you going to hit? Are you going to hit? Because you've got to hit, and you've got to be physical, and you've got to be nasty, and that's what we talk to the defensive linemen about.
So what are some of those fundamentals for defensive linemen?
Well, it starts with your stance.
Uh-huh.
That's just a fundamental thing.
Gotcha.
You've got to be balance is big.
Balance
okay. Uh-huh. And mobility.
Yeah.
In your hips. You've
uh-huh.
got to get
okay.
off the block. You've got to get off the block. You've got to get into your gap. You've got to fulfill your responsibility, and that's what we talk to the guys a lot about.
That makes sense to me,
it's
Drew.
Got me fired up.
I mean,
there's a lot of UK defensive coaches over there. They're going to have their phones ringing, and
yeah.
if a spot opens up, I mean, I'm sure you're still in the system over
you've
there.
You've got to be physical. Well, listen, I don't want to make it about me. I like to blend in behind the scenes. I'm just kind of giving the Big Blue Nation a little peek inside of what needs to happen on
right.
the defensive line.
Well, thank you for doing that.
But we've got some war daddies on that line.
Yeah.
And they get after it. And it really begins in practice every day. And now you think about it in the meeting rooms. You get in that meeting room.
Uh-huh.
These guys have tremendous attitudes. They're committed to the team. And it all starts up front.
The Kentucky Chamber Foundation's comeback program has been so successful that it's been expanded, Coach, to include additional statewide organizations.
That's tremendous.
You ready to hear about it?
I am. I'd love to hear about it.
These organizations have come together to form the Kentucky Transformational Employment Program, or KTEP. Remember that, KTEP.
Yeah, I got it.
KTEP provides businesses with the support they need to grow their businesses while providing new and existing employees access to treatment. Stable employment helps motivate Kentuckians to stay in remission and get their lives back. If you're a company in Kentucky interested in learning how to be a transformational employer, visit KentuckyComeback.com/KTEP.
KTEP.
That's KentuckyComeback.com/KTEP.
KTEP.
All right, we'll take our break, come back. Kentucky Sports Radio, one more segment and a big announcement.
Big announcement coming.
Big. We only got one more segment, so we have to do it in the next segment. Are you okay with that?
Listen, later. Later.
Later. Yeah. Later. Yeah. All right, this is Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
Now for more news on the blue, Kentucky Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
All right, welcome back. Final segment, Kentucky Sports Radio. Ryan, Drew, Shannon, and Matthew Mitchell in the house. Shannon, who's this segment sponsored by?
Our good friends at ServPro. If you have fire or water damage, you need to call ServPro, 1-800-SERVPRO. They can make it like it never happened. Just one call away. No matter what happens, ServPro is always there to help. Call 1-800-SERVPRO or go to servpro.com. How do you spell it, Ryan?
S-E-R-V-P-R-O.
Very good. And they're also hiring. They want you to know that. They're offering competitive pay, benefits, and an environment where you can grow. So make the commitment. Your next career, call 1-800-SERVPRO or check out servpro.com for more information. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon the Dude.
It's one of my favorite websites to go to. I go to it every day, servpro.com.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dynamic. It's exciting. You were laughing at me when I was giving the listeners a little inside on the defensive lineman. What was
yes.
What were you chuckling about? It was as if you were not taking me seriously.
I think that's fair to say. I think you knew you were talking out of
it's
your hind end.
It's fair to say what?
That
it's fair to say what?
You didn't know what you were talking about and talking out of your hind end and just BSing us. I think that's fair to say.
I think that's incredibly unfair to say, and you're wrong. You're about to get into the same territory of Tom Brady's cheap behind. What a cheapskate. That's outrageous.
We have teased a big announcement.
I can barely even make my announcement. I'm so mad at Tom
Brady.
Should
we save it for another day? Or?
Well,
we can tease it until next time you're on, like 6 months from now.
Come back tomorrow. Do it.
Yeah, we can make the announcement tomorrow.
Well, Matt will be here tomorrow, and we can't talk when Matt's here.
Gotcha.
Yes, we
okay.
need to do it today.
So we better get it.
Speak in one-sentence increments.
Okay, we better get this in today then. Okay.
So ladies and gentlemen.
What would you like to ask
me? I'm going to set you up.
Okay.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the worst singer in the history of Kentucky sports radio is here to make a huge announcement regarding an upcoming product. Coach Matthew Mitchell, you have the floor. What is your big announcement, sir?
Well, after that lead-in, it's a little troubling to me, but I'm going to rise above here.
Okay.
And tell the people. But I think I mentioned it back in the summer that I was recording an album.
You did mention that.
The Coach Mitchell Band is yep. back, and now I have a little bit more time to devote to my music career.
Correct.
And so one thing that we thought would be a lot of fun is during the holiday time is to spread some cheer and try to pump up the people here in the bluegrass and make them feel great while also raising a little money to help the students here in Fayette County move forward in their character development and learn some skills to improve as their character.
Okay.
So that's something that we've been really passionate about. So on November the 1st.
Ooh, that's coming up.
Next Monday.
Yeah.
You will be able to access my original single, Christmas in Kentucky.
Oh, a Christmas song.
Will be released.
Wow.
November 1.
November 1.
And you'll be able to stream it if you'd like to purchase it. You know,
sure.
That would even be nice, too.
But that is for the kids.
It's for the kids. And it's going to be on all of the outlets worldwide. Christmas in Kentucky, and I think the Big Blue Nation is going to enjoy.
Wow.
And get us into the Christmas spirit. And so I want everyone to know that fresh, original Christmas content is coming their way. And then in addition to that.
Oh, there's more.
There's another announcement that'll come a little later in the week. That I think people are going
to
find.
There's an additional element to this.
Yeah, so I'd like for everybody just to stay tuned. I'm going to re-enter the social media world. I've been off for a while.
Been dark for a while,
yeah. Been dark for a while, but I'm re-entering, and there's a lot of information coming. And I just appreciate being able to be on KSR today to share it. Because I feel like I'm part of the KSR family as well.
You are, yeah.
And I hope the KSR family will support this Christmas initiative that we have coming up.
So we can buy the Christmas song.
Oh, if you would buy it, that would be amazing. You can buy it on iTunes.
iTunes, yes.
But you also can stream it anywhere. And so the single drops November 1,
uh-huh.
And then the album will drop at a later date. One original song, Christmas in Kentucky, and that's yes. the title of the album. Yeah. And then 10 of your favorites, Christmas classics. It's going to be a fun Christmas here for Kentucky fans.
And it's always a fundraiser for kids.
We're all
here.
Trying to. Yeah, we're all. You know, Fayette County. It's been so tough with COVID-19, and how the students have been affected. And but before the pandemic, we were really in the schools with some character development initiatives, and that's real important to us. We had to pivot to just kind of meeting some basic needs during the pandemic. But now we're kind of rounding into more normal operations, and so that's where we'll be lending our resources to help some of these, you know, outside of the regular curriculum, just trying to add some value by some character development programs.
Now, I love giving you a hard time. It's one of my favorite things in life to do.
I've noticed.
But we need to acknowledge you and Jenna and your foundation have given back so much to the Lexington community. I mean, it's awesome what you do. And the fact you're doing this now for Fayette County kids, and a lot of kids who need this guidance and character development and leadership skills and things through this Christmas album, I'm very proud of you. Seriously.
I mean,
this is awesome that you're doing this. If we can buy the single, and then you kind of hinted about this album coming up.
Yep.
All going to the kids.
It's going to be great. It's going to be fun way to raise some much-needed funds. And you know, Jenna and I have been given so much from this community. We were supported so strongly. And so we just are so grateful that we have a chance to give back. And we need partnership. We need people to help us. We can't do it on our own. So we need people. And this is a way for people to get involved, and it'll be a fun thing. We'll be appreciative if people will support.
And everybody loves Christmas music, but it's been a while since we've had a new one to really add to the playlist. So it's coming at the
and
right
time. And it's a Kentucky. It's all about Kentucky. That's what I love about it. I think the people in the bluegrass are going to enjoy it.
Well, I hope Shannon will probably be able to purchase it. We can play it.
Of course.
Maybe so,
of
yes.
Course.
On Monday.
Yeah. Thank you, Shannon. Absolutely. Thank you, Shannon the dude.
No, he's going to expect a free one. I'll purchase it.
Yeah, I do want a free
Ryan's going to want
I would like a free
hard
one,
copy.
If you don't mind.
We're not surprised.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, all right.
It.
Let me get this in and we'll say goodbye. Don Franklin has a huge selection of all new 2021 models. Don Franklin has made selling your vehicle even easier with the Franklin Fast Cash. Go to DonFranklinAuto.com and check on the Franklin Fast Cash. Enter your vehicle number and description of the vehicle, and Don Franklin will send you an instant cash offer. Don Franklin is the number one KBB buying center in the state. Whether you want to trade or just sell your vehicle, Don Franklin Family of Dealerships gives you more for your vehicle. There'll be any written offer or pay you $100. That's DonFranklinAuto.com. All right, listen, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks
really
for
enjoyed
me
it. Good to have you again, brother.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, Drew. Thank you, Shannon.
Look for the album.
Thank you, man.
Coming out soon with the single. All right, Thursday night, Shannon the Dude will be here for NFL football. Reservations open now for UK Mississippi State football. Call 554-6081. Did I get everything in?
Sounds great to me.
All right, thanks, Shannon. We'll see you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.